is April 11th, 2016. This is Jennifer Voss, and I'm with the October Life Coach Training Cohort Group C. This is Coach the Coach Practicum 3, Class 4. All these letters and numbers. And we're talking about wigs and square three things today, which I always like to lead up this class. Whenever we start talking about wigs, which is, what does wig stand for, first of all?
Wildly improbable goal.
Wildly improbable goal. And those are things that your clients might start spitting out at any point in time, but it's kind of a square tooth thing as they start talking. If you lead somebody through an ideal day, for instance, they may start talking about, well, I have this kind of work, and I have this kind of partnership, and some of them might seem wildly improbable in the moment. And so you can just store those up for your clients if they haven't already, and that is something you can use in a session to talk about if you've, like, dissolved their limiting beliefs that are sitting at the top forefront and you don't really know what to do. Start talking about the future. Start talking about their dreams. What are their wildly improbable goals? And as you work through creating turtle steps for reaching or moving towards these goals, you get into square three work of actually bringing these dreams into reality, and you're going to hit square one limiting beliefs and stuff. So this is where, to me, we talk about the change cycle, and it looks just like a perfect little circle, but it gets very unlinear at this point because square three is the mantra. It's harder than I thought it was going to be, and that's okay. Is you hit little snags and get thrown back into square one, and then you redream and scheme in square two and drop back down to square three and try something different. And there's this, becomes this little dance as you bring your dreams to life. So it becomes an interesting little thing in Coach the Coach because we start talking about wigs and then all of a sudden we're dissolving somebody's limiting belief. That's totally okay. It's not all linear. So who else just joined that I have not said hello to really quick?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Good. We've got a small class so far today. Do you guys have any questions before we go into the coaching and go in any further about anything you've used up to date, any of the square two tools?
Yeah, I have a question. This is Hope. I'm just curious, what makes a goal wildly improbable? Is it just something that's – because, I come from the point of view that really actually anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
So – is it just wildly improbable because it's so different from what someone is doing now or so outside the realm of anything they've done before?
And it's also just a lingo terminology thing that Martha made up, that it's when somebody – do you have a dream? Let's just go – do you have something out in the future you want to create or do or dream about?
Oh, yeah, I've got lots of it. I have a good friend, and we'll call each other up, and we'll always say, I have a crazy idea. And that's, I think, when we're presenting our wildly improbable goals. But we've made some of them happen together, so now we feel like we get really excited. Ooh, you got a crazy idea? That means it's going to be something good that we can do.
Cool. Okay, that's your terminology for wildly improbable goals, this crazy idea. That's a good way to
– I have a really crazy idea, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like right outside the thing that you might – like actually think is sane, you know, right?
Exactly.
Right out,
like, oh, yeah. Crazy idea. Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So some people, it might be, for instance, an example might be somebody that is in the corporate world and kind of feels like they're shackled with the golden handcuffs and they just can't quite imagine how they could get out. A wildly improbable goal might be being able to break loose of the corporate world and set up a nonprofit, for example. But there are these things in the way, like, oh my goodness, money fears, and you know, this is my identity being in the corporate person, and jumping out and starting a nonprofit or moving out into the country or something like that just seems just a little bit outside of something they could really fathom doing. but it inspires them. Does that make sense?
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, okay, don't tell Martha, but when I talk about wigs and they get to the place where they just feel really fun, I switch the I from being improbable to inspirational or inspiring, wildly inspiring goals. That's kind of what I call them when they get to that point, because they're not in the realm of improbable anymore. They are way out mm-hmm. there, or they feel like a reach, or I'm going to have a lot of thought work to do between now and then, or a lot of strategizing or a lot of dreaming and work to do that's kind of way out there still, but it's very inspirational. I switch my language because to me it's not improbable anymore. It's actually very possible mm-hmm. and it's inspiring. It's just way out there. Does that help?
Great. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Any other
I questions? Have a question.
Yeah.
On the when you're talking with a client about their wig or wigs, would you also include the feeling, feelings? Like, what are the feelings with your wild and probable goal? We're connecting those two, right?
Yes. Great question, and absolutely. If somebody says, "Hey, I have this crazy idea," to use you guys' language, or, you know, I've got this thing that I would just, gosh, if I won the lottery, that's a great way to say, you know, if I won the lottery, here's what I would go do. Awesome. Okay, so picture yourself doing that. So fears might come up, stories might come up how they can't do that, but okay, so they win the lottery. Let's take all the money fears out. Let's take everything out. You win the lottery, and you're able to go do this thing. How would you feel? What mm-hmm. you're in the middle of it, you're doing the thing, what feeling states arise? What physical sensations do you feel in your body? What emotions come up? And that is it is the find the feeling tool, so to speak. And it's the very first thing that one of the very first tools Martha writes about in Steering by Starlight. You know, what are all these things you want? With all due respect, it's not really those things you want, it's the feeling state you think those things will bring you that you want. So if you can have the person tap into that feeling, that if they won the lottery and could go do anything, and have them tap into that feeling and figure out a list of things they could do today or tomorrow that would bring them that feeling already, then they've already started bringing their wigs to them. They're already living it because it's the feeling state they're after, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Then it's not you stop moving towards the thing. You keep being inspired to move towards the thing, but as long as you stay in that feeling state, you think the thing's going to bring you, the universe then starts conspiring to meet you there. And so inspired action comes up. People enter your life that have that same energetic vibration. Things start happening, synchronicities start happening to where your wig becomes less and less improbable. It becomes closer and closer and closer. So the answer, that's a long-winded answer to your question, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeedy. You're welcome. And it's also, it's a great way to close out a session because you're giving the client something to go do. Oh, you want to feel freedom? Go make a list of 10 things, 20 things, however many things that you could do right now that would give you a sense of freedom. And if they can't think of one, help them start the list. Help them think of a couple. I always use this example because that was my word when I was wanting to leave the corporate world. I just want to feel this sense of freedom to be able to, I don't know why, just to be able to go and do and create and not be enclosed within this industry that just all of a sudden didn't seem like it was a fit. I want this sense of freedom to be able to go fly and learn and all of that. So my coach was like, great, you know, write down some things that would give you a sense of freedom now. And I couldn't think of a single thing. It was so foreign to me. I just knew I wanted it. So it was a yearning, but I just didn't know quite. If I'd known how to get it, I'd already done it. So you'll have clients that will be like that. They're like, I know I want this thing. I just don't know how to go get it. And so we sat on the phone for a few minutes until we seeded my list, started the list. And the first thing that she threw out, maybe TMI, but the first thing she threw out was, well, when you go home at the end of the day, you've been in your corporate gear and stuff, you know, what if you just took your bra off? And I'm like, you know, shut the front door. You can do that? You know, it's like, wait a minute. It's just that simple little thing was revolutionary to me. And she didn't realize it what it had hit because I had, you know, I had a young child, and with all of the breastfeeding and stuff that went on with that, I mean, it was just to that one little thing was so eye-opening that then it became really easy. And it helped me form that new neural pathway. It's like, oh, I can bring myself this sense of freedom, and this is what it feels like. And, oh, if my lips are chapped, I can go get the chapstick without permission and put chapstick on my lips. That's a sense of freedom. It started helping me seed that list so I could bring it. And it wasn't like I had to go spend money or leave my career. I could do little things to bring me that sense. And that's what you can help your clients do. And it's a great way to end a session, because then you send them off on this treasure hunt to find things that will bring them that feeling state thereafter. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Cool. I love that story. I always laugh at my coach about that one. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question. It's Sarah again.
Yeah.
So I'm working with a client that I'm getting my hours with, and I've worked with her. We've done 5 sessions,
mm-hmm.
and it's been fantastic. And she is just opening. I'm just being such a window for her, and she's doing amazing work. And mm-hmm. She's never worked with a coach or a therapist before. And what happened last week, and I'm actually coaching her again today, was I could hear the younger self with all of the defense mechanisms
mm-hmm.
coming out, where she was saying, it was so interesting, even her voice mm-hmm. went back to this younger place that she described to me in her childhood, where the door could never be, it was either closed or open.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear all the reasons why she thought that it was a really good idea for her to not do any of the work on herself, and all these reasons why. Sounded like a teenager.
Yeah.
And we did an incredible metaphor where she came, it was beautiful. She came up with, I said, what does this feel like, this resistance? And she said, or, you know, if she could make it an object or something. And she came up with a sleeping mask, like she wanted to keep the sleeping mask on. And it was, and we did some work, and I got her to get to the point where, if you can't take the mask off this week, at least let's see if you can let a little bit of light in the bottom of the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. But I could still feel like I'm curious of what you think in terms of moving forward when someone gets to that place and they realize they're in the mud. And what mm-hmm. she actually said was, I didn't realize all of this stuff. I feel like I was blind and I can see now, and I'm really, like, maybe not wanting to see anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so where do I, in moving forward with her, give her a turtle step, but also not overwhelm her? So I don't want to enable her by not doing anything, not push her too far.
Okay, so I would go first, and you may have done this, into what is happening, what is the dialogue that makes her want to put that sleeping mask back on? What's the story? Most likely it has to do with a sense of safety. This is a protection mechanism. I think you said that.
Yes.
What is it protecting her from? Did you find that out?
Yeah, we did go into that a bit, and it was interesting. What she said first was, it's protecting me from my parents.
Okay.
And we went more into that, what that meant.
What that meant. Okay, so you've got the story. Then from there, a lot of people are in that space, and they're like, okay, this is what needs to change. I want to take the sleeping mask off, but it's too bright, so I'm going to put it back on, but now I'm stuck, and this is what I want to do away with. This is the pattern I want to dissolve, make it go away. I don't want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Did that... Is that kind of
Yes,
part of,
we did talk about, you know, there was a lot of resistance at first, and I could hear her say why all the things she has done in the past, which she has told me in every other session, she was really gotten so beaten down by, and she really wanted to change. She was giving me reasons why they were great.
Yes, okay. So you see, you, then you can hear the struggle.
Yes.
Part of her is like, oh, this pattern's bad. I want this pattern to change. Then the other part of her is like, oh, no, well, hold on. This is how
exactly.
I kept myself safe all this time. We are not doing away with this pattern.
That's exactly what was happening.
Okay, so there's this internal struggle. When that happens with the client or with yourself or with myself is you look at that pattern and go, oh, sweetheart. Okay, you talk to that teenager that's being all defiant. What is it they're trying to save? What is it you're trying to maintain? The sense of safety? Great. Now, there's a lot of energy tied up in that. People can't just drop their sense of safety and go off, you know, take the blinders off, so to speak. It's way too bright. That's too big of a leap. So you can go back in and this is a turtle step, but it's not really a square three type, like, action step in, you know, we're going to go create a website or something, right? This is more of an energetic turtle step. It is like, how can you take some of that energy that you're putting into resisting right now? You're resisting and you're pushing and pulling against yourself. That's a whole lot of energy. Don't make it go away. We don't want this pattern to leave. This pattern kept you safe.
Right.
How can you take that energy and repurpose it in a way that will serve you? It's almost like she's running up into an energetic wall, and it's how can she take that energy and instead of it being a wall she's running into, have it a wall that she can lean against for support that will be behind her. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So in my body, and this is like using a metaphor for my coaching, I'm like, oh, I feel the client running into a wall. It's an energetic wall, and there's a lot of resistance, and there's a lot of energy there. How can we take that energy and use it to serve us, to recreate, to repurpose this pattern, make it into something that will serve us? Because that pattern wants to be there to keep us safe. So great. So it's almost like you can go in and you can name the pattern. This is what I do. It's like naming the pattern makes it not the client. Right, they create this sense of separation from it.
Yep.
Now, that pattern, we'll name it sleeping mask or whatever, that pattern is here. You don't want to get rid of it. It doesn't want to get rid of you. So how can you walk side by side, or how can you make it support you from, you know, something like it's got your back rather than you pushing up against it from the front?
That's great, because I had gotten to a point where I was really validating, because I've seen it with my own life, the patterns that have kept us alive, especially when she was younger, and wanting to acknowledge that. But then I didn't know the next step, what to do with it. So this is super helpful. Thank you.
So, like my pattern, there's a pattern that I have that's about authority figures. Since XYZ is in charge, I have no say. I mean, that's kind of what my pattern, you know, since granddad's granddad, I have no say. Since mom's mom, I have no say. Since the teacher's a teacher, I have no say. You know, that's kind of how it manifested then through life. Since even up to Terry DeMeo. God, I love Terry DeMeo, but she was one of my instructors in LCT and in Master Coach Training, and boy, did she trigger that. And it allowed me to keep looking at it. And so I named this pattern Bob. I have no idea why I named this pattern Bob, but it just came to me. It made me laugh. And so here's Bob. And Bob comes in, and it makes me feel really little and really small, and the energy behind it encourages me to retreat and get really small and protect myself.
Mm.
Yeah? So, okay, I'm using a lot of energy now because I'm kind of vivacious and I have a lot of energy. I'm using now all of my energy to be really small, to compress myself in. It can be really suffocating and hard, and it's not my normal state. So, okay, that energy is protecting me, but it used to protect me because I could be a quiet little girl and be good and it would protect me, but now it's like, wow, this is suffocating. How can I use this same energy to set an appropriate boundary so that I can suss out, wait a minute, that person may be an authority figure, and here is how I want to show up in this place. Bob can be right there. Now, how can I walk arm in arm with Bob? And it took me a while to kind of watch it and see it. But the biggest step forward that I made was realizing it was Bob.
Yes, okay.
Then it's not me and I can think. I'm all of a sudden not suffocated anymore. That was all the turtle step I needed to separate from it, realize what it was, and now how can I use that energy to my advantage?
Great. Thank you so much for that. That's really helpful.
Good. Good, and this is what will start happening in Square 3, too, with some of your clients. Yes, you're helping them make turtle steps. You're helping them go towards their dreams. You're helping them break these old patterns. You're helping them move forward, and old patterns invariably are going to come up to meet them. Oh, you can't do that because, or ooh, that, you know, too big of a step, it's going to blind me, I got to put the sleeping mask on. It's going to happen. So holding the space, making it completely okay, mm-hmm. that the resistance is there. There's room for all of it. Now, how do you want to repattern it? And it will take several times bumping into that pattern over, it's according to how long the pattern's been around. If it's an old childhood pattern, it may take a couple of years to bump into that pattern to kind of start reconfiguring it. If it's a pattern, if it's something that just started last week, you might be able to approach it once and you're done. Yeah?
Yeah, that's so helpful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Hi, Jen. I have a question. This is Aida.
Hey.
Hi. I wanted to know what happens, like, I know since the beginning of the training, I feel like I've sort of heard this concept and understood it that, you know, you're going to bring into your life whatever is the energy that you're putting out from your true home. Mm-hmm. And I think my question for myself is, like, what if your true home is always a hot mess? Like, what if, how do you, you know, for me, I feel like I've been practicing getting out of square one to square two, dreaming and scheming, but then it's hard for me not to fall back to, I feel like, what I call my hot mess home. And
so when you fall back to your hot mess home, are you, mm-hmm. do you feel like you're in it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so just sit with it. Where does the hot mess live in your body, that energetic state?
I would probably say it lives, like, around my heart, like, near my, like, deep core.
Okay, so just go into that. Don't try to make it anything other than it is. It's just a hot mess.
Okay.
And it's like you're, can you, like, feel yourself, it's almost like sitting in a meditative, like, just sitting real still, kind of in the middle of it. Just feel it surround you. What color is it?
Black.
Black, okay. Does it have a vibration? Is it moving or is it still?
It has sort of like a circular pattern. It feels very energetic, like very powerful.
It is very powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hold yourself center in it? Like, centered in it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you feel me holding you in it, too? Kind of in this space?
Yeah.
Yeah? Breathe into it. Now, what do you feel in your heart?
Um, a sadness.
Mm-hmm. So let that sadness be there. See if you can just, it's like you're holding it in your hand. You're holding the sadness. Can you picture that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just hold it and breathe into it. Let it be. Now what do you feel in your core, in your heart?
Feels a little bit more hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Feels empty.
Empty? What color is it? Does it have a color?
Not that I can see.
Okay. What color is the sadness?
Like beige.
Beige? Would it feel okay to put the sadness back in? Back into your heart? Just allow it to be there?
Mm.
Is there any resistance?
Yeah, I do feel resistance to that.
Okay, then hold the sadness. So it's not hollow. There's some resistance in there. What does the resistance look like?
Fatigue, maybe.
Okay, just sit with that. Let it be there. Allow yourself to be fatigued. Breathe into it. Does it have a, is it moving in any way? Does it have any kind of color or sensation to it?
I think it kind of, the color is white and it kind of feels like a wiggly worm.
Wiggly worm?
Yeah, it's hard to.
Okay, let it wiggle.
Okay.
Just let it wiggle. Let it be there. So as you're allowing it to wiggle, what's happening to your hot mess that's outside?
It seems a lot more calm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that. The energy is like as pervasive, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What's happening with the sadness in your hand?
It's still there.
Okay. What about the wiggle worm?
Still wiggling.
Still wiggling.
No.
Yeah. So as you play with this, who is watching the hot mess, the sadness, the wiggle?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you right now?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sit with it. You don't have to be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just notice that the hot mess, the sadness, the wiggling, those are emotions, vibrations inside of you, but they do not define you. You're holding them. So if you were to invite in, what do you want your home to feel like? What do you want your true home to feel like? It could be any one of these three things. It could be something different. What would you like it to feel like?
I think I would like it to feel warm. There's a light there.
You'd like it to feel warm and what? What's that?
There's just a bright light that makes everything feel safe.
Bright light that makes everything feel safe. Can you sense it somewhere around you or inside of you right now? To imagine it, so it's there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Where is it?
I think I lost it.
Well, it's okay, you had it though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were able to sense it. So you can redefine what home, it can be a bright light, it can be, you know, warm and a bright light today, it could be a sense of cool, calm tomorrow, like still waters. It could be excitement and play and have a wiggly worm kind of made me giggle. It could be that. It could be the hot mess. All of these things that you just named is you being at home witnessing what is real for you in the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you can allow all of it there, and it may not be your ideal state.
Uh-huh.
But as you're watching all this and as you're talking to me, how do you feel?
I feel a little lost still, a little confused still. I feel aware of the sensations, and it feels easier to look at them.
Mm-hmm. Where are you lost and confused?
I think I feel lost and confused because I don't know how to hold the sadness and
mm-hmm.
the fatigue and even pain, and I don't know how to hold that. And then also I think the wildly improbable, like dreaming,
mm-hmm.
that energy feels so bright and so, like, and I feel like I've been, you know, like, in the darkness for so long
mm-hmm.
that I don't, it's, like, so bright I can't even see it.
This is so very much like the client story we just heard. It's like you have the sleeping mask on and you take it off and, oh, my God, it's just so bright.
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah. So, okay, so for... And this is like breaking a wildly improbable goal into teeny weeny steps to make it to where you can look at the light, so where you can take the blinders off for a minute and look, and then put them back on, and take them off and look and put them back on. Yeah, it's a practice. It is also a great example of when you have a client and you want them to be, you have an agenda that you want them to be moving towards their goals, and they are still in square one, it doesn't work. Square one work for you, as much as we don't want to be in it. I am a testament to this. As much as I don't want to be in square one sometimes, I'd really much rather be moving towards a wig or playing in the dreaming and scheming realm or collaborating with somebody. If I'm in square one and I'm sitting in this place, my practice is a practice of becoming just what we did, becoming very aware of, wow, there's the hot mess. Then underneath that, there's the sadness. Then there's a little resistance to it all, the wiggly worm. Then there's a little confusion. Then there's the, I really would rather be looking at the light over here. It's a practice of holding it all, not to hold it, but of being able to see it for what it is. Being okay that it's there. Even being okay that you want it to be different. And what causes the hot mess, which to me sounds like anxiety sometimes, or it may sound like just tears and grieving or whatever. But if we leave all those things layered and resist them, it turns into anxiety. So what you do is as you unlayer all the things that are in your center, that is your home. But what you're doing is you're taking the things that have come to visit you in your home out, looking at them, giving them a name, honoring the fact that they're there, and then saying, okay, where's the bright light? Where's the warmth? Because it's there. You saw it. And practicing finding it, it's almost like a meditation, holding it. And then if it goes away, it goes away. If it becomes confusing, it becomes confusing. This is not a place to try to force anything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that was incredibly helpful. Thank you.
How do you know it was helpful? That's not a trick question. I really want to know. In your body, how do you know it was helpful?
I guess because it seemed to come inside of me like Lego pieces stacking on each other. I don't know. It made sense, and because I think what resonated was that I was really trying to force kind of like building something on top of a foundation that I just didn't want to really, I wanted to move past. Like I was,
yeah.
You know, I think it really resonated when you said, like, you know, you want to be dreaming and you want to be doing these other things, which I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always this thing that I'd rather not look at.
And from an outsider's perspective, looking at those things with you, there was nothing scary or bad about the hot mess. There was nothing worrisome or scary from the outside about the sadness. Even the hollow space that then had the wiggly worm in it, it's all a beautiful, it's like the little Lego blocks that you said. It's all a beautiful piece of the tapestry that is you, and that is all residing in your home. And so when Martha says, you know, home is, what did you ask me? What did she say that she said your home address is a sense of peace?
Essentially, I guess that you are attracting things to your true home, I guess, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things she says is your home address, that if you want peace, you've got to reside in your home address, or if you want
right,
truth, or if
right,
you want safety or whatever. So when you were looking at the sadness and at the spinning and at all of that, and you weren't trying to resist them, I sensed a place of non-resistance, a place of acceptance, a place of that did not feel like a hot mess. It felt kind of peaceful because those things weren't layered over each other anymore and being, you know, bouncing against each other and resisting each other. They got kind of sussed out, and wow, there it is. When you honor what's there, what you're going to attract now is an honoring. Because that is what's holding the hot mess and the sadness and the wiggle worm. Does that make sense? It's what's surrounding it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Wow. Okay.
That is home. You know, home has all the furniture in it. Some of your furniture right now is sadness and hot messness and wiggle worms. Yeah, but the home itself is honoring what is real for you.
Okay.
How does that feel?
That feels great. That feels great. Mm. I mean, it feels empowering in the sense that, you know, I don't feel rushed.
Welcome home.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome. So I thank you for bringing that up because a lot of times we dive into this place where we think the clients so want to be in square two and square three. Clients so want to be moving on with their wigs and things like that. But until they can get to a sense of home, whatever that may be for them, and whatever furniture is sitting in the in their home at the moment, you may run into that. They may be going gung ho into laying out their turtle steps for their wigs and all that stuff, and hit this place and wonder why they can't move forward anymore. And it's because they've just bounced up against this. And that's okay. This is what I was saying earlier. It's not linear. Here's a great example of how sometimes we just have to take some time and go back to the square one stuff that's there and take care of our own bodies and our own hearts. Then, Ada, when you know that it's time that you can take a step forward, you will know that it's time. You'll know when the dreams start coming. It'll come naturally. And then I'll just share about my own is that, you know, I did this great dance. I just finalized a divorce last year, and I did this great dance between square one and square two, and I was like, really? I'm back here again? I was in square two 5 minutes ago. And I'd hit a pocket of grief, and I would just have to honor the fact that that was a pocket of grief. Mm. And I couldn't move forward. I was a hot mess. It's like, damn, hot mess. But as soon, and even that, damn, that was something I could honor, the not wanting to be there. And, you know, oh, honey, it's okay. I know you don't want to be here. And we're here, so let's play with it. Let's sit in it. Let's honor it. Let's let it be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing it up. And I know that was kind of an impromptu little demo of what to do. Or one way, you know, I mean, it's just my way of helping somebody find that sense of home when they may want to be somewhere else. Any questions? Okay. Let's get...
I'm sorry, I have a quick question.
Yeah.
I'm slow. I'm still processing what happened. So when you feel that the client, I pick up on energy,
Yeah.
So if you feel that heavy, heavy energy, mm-hmm. Is that a clue that we're probably going to go to square one?
It can be. I often will just say, okay, I'm feeling some heavy, heavy energy. What's going on over there? Because all of my clients are remote. I can't see them. I'm like, you know, what does it feel like? When you try to take a step forward, what does it feel like? And if they say it feels like skipping, then, you know, maybe my heavy energy. But if they say, you know, it feels kind of like we're trying to move through quicksand, or mm-hmm. it, you know, it does feel slow for some reason, they're not even on to themselves, I'll say, you know, define mm-hmm. what does your energy state feel like in your body to make sure I'm feeling what I, you know, to make sure it's just not me. To try to, you know, to make sure I'm feeling them and am right. But I don't ever lead mm-hmm. them to what I'm feeling. I'm just ask them, you know, how are you feeling? What's going on over there? But mm-hmm. then from that place, I'm like, oh, wow, you know, does it, there's what? There's mad, sad, angry, glad? Are those the four main buckets that emotions fall into? I might say, yeah. So what bucket does your emotion fall into? Can you, you know, your emotional state within your body? And, you know, if it's on the sad spectrum or the angry spectrum or, what is it, sad, mad? What is it, sad? What is it?
Yeah, sad, mad, awesome. Glad. Yeah, sad, mad, glad, angry, happy. Mad, sad,
I don't know.
Glad,
anyway, they're
scared.
Four, and I'm going to have to go looking back up. They're in Finding Your Own North Star.
Oh.
Wow, I just drew a complete blank. anyway, and from any of those four, then, is this a thought work thing? Is this just some thought work thing? Is it that they're back in square one, and while we thought they were in square three? Or, you know, you can kind of then suss out where your client is just with a few simple questions to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
And many times the client's going to go, but I want to dream and I want to scheme. Great, you can take them there. This might not go very far. But know that. I mean, it's okay. Let's do an ideal day. Let's walk through your ideal day. You might get through breakfast before it comes back up. You know, but that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trust what you feel and then throw out the hunch or just ask the question.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks.
And then that's always also when I have like an agenda for the client, quote unquote, like I may have had several sessions with the client and we said, oh yeah, let's talk about this next week. And we have on my agenda to talk to this client this week about their dream, let's say. And they show up on the call in a non-dreamy state, always be willing then to ditch your agenda and show up with the client where they are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like when Ada asked the question, is like, this is a good example to see if we can suss out where her home is right this minute. It kind of ditched the agenda for the class for a few minutes, because that just felt important to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the same thing I do with a class, with a client, with a, you know, anything is feel into what feels like it would be of most service in the moment. Yeah. Any other questions? Ada, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good.
Good. I'll check in with you a couple times. So.
Thank you.
I want to make sure. All righty then. Thank you. Who would like to coach? This is a fun class because we're talking about wigs, we're talking about square three, but we kind of never know what's going to come up. Who would like to coach? Who is not coached for me? Katrina, you out there?
I knew you were going to call me.
Are you willing to coach?
Yeah, I can coach.
Excellent. And who would like to be the client? Let's see.
I'll be the client.
Who's this?
Dee Dee.
Sorry. Oh, excellent. All right. Take it away, guys.
Okay. Hi, Dee Dee. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Very good. Okay, so what's on your mind and heart for today?
Well, I guess I'm thinking about my job, how it's I'm transitioning from how I want to. I'm dreaming and scheming of transitioning as my role there as a health coach into a life coach, and also getting into some energy type of healing work. So I don't know how that's going to morph yet. In my environment, it's perfect. I work with a holistic doctor, MD, and we have a lot of energy therapies there, and we do a lot of already kinesiology, and so I haven't worked in that. I studied muscle testing and energy work a while back, so I'm in this place of getting, how is that going to, I don't know exactly how it looks yet, but I'm excited because I'm in a place that supports me morphing into that. So, yeah, I guess I'm in kind of in square two right now. I'm just dreaming. I'm kind of just thinking about how I can make that happen where I'm at.
Okay, so you're already in a place that would support what you want to do. Is that correct? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's already, to some degree, happening there. Like, there's, like, energy work already happening there. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that what it, okay. And so now it's just a matter of what you want to do to contribute in that environment. Am I getting that right?
Yes.
Nice. And can you start, can you implement this now? Like, is there anything stopping you from saying that tomorrow you want to go and work on what? Is there anything between now and then?
No, actually I've put together some coaching packages for people offering that I can do that. I may start offering. I've got some clients that I'm very friendly with that have come in for health reasons, but also would like some life coaching. So I want to start setting up some sessions for donation or for very low amounts, just to start working with people.
Okay. So you're already on the. You're already. This sounds like a really good start already. So, what do you feel like? There's anything that is keeping you from acting on one of your ideas?
No. There's nothing keeping me from doing that. And in fact, I already have a couple people in mind that I'm going to email and get that going.
Okay. Well,
there is another piece that I want to add, that I want to morph into more, and that's the doing the energy work, which is what I studied early. A few years back, that I never actually got to practice with people. And I worked with the woman who used to work on me, and I studied all this chakra clearing. It's all kinesiology, but it's based on going in and doing ancestral work, dimensions of the heart. So that piece, somehow I feel like it's calling me to come back to it, but I haven't worked on anybody in over 6 years. So I've gotten all my notes from the past and all my, you know, my session charts and all that, and I've gotten all that out. And so I'm really excited about it, but I'm also like, oh, my God, I've got some fears around that because it's been a while, and, you know, I'm just not sure if how I would morph that into the life coaching, if that would be separate. So,
okay. So what's one of your fears around that in particular? Can you name one?
I'm not sure. Like when I went to do this work, I went to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a chiropractor. So you're on the table, you're getting adjusted, and then she's a holistic chiropractor, so you don't get cracked. She does, mm-hmm. It was all energy work and clearing. And so I guess for me, it's like I'm a health coach, life coach, and then how does that work? How do I get you on the table? How does that, you know? I would have to get, you know, you have to get on the table. I have to, you know, so I'm just kind of trying to, I guess, I don't know how it's going to work yet. I don't know how I'm going to be able to work on people yet.
Okay.
In that.
Yeah. But do you have access to a table?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And it's something that you want to do?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to start practicing on people. I'm just going to start working on people. So I guess it's just a matter of just calling people up and saying, you know, I have a lot of people that are open to it. They do Reiki. They do breath work, healing work. I have a handful of people I could call and say, hey, do you mind if I work on you so that I can get practice my practice.
What kind of environment makes you feel relaxed? Like, for instance, like would a tea party or like a dessert gathering or do you like one-on-one? Like what kind of gathering or what kind of interaction with people would make you feel kind of relaxed and happy and at ease? Meaning, is there something that could you invite like a group of people you know to, you know, everyone bring.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up because the office isn't open on Sundays, and I could invite some people over. I could invite a couple people over to do some sessions on Sunday when we're not open, and there wouldn't be any other things going on.
Right. Yeah. And it could be, I don't know, now I'm just throwing it out, it could be somewhat festive. You could have some music, maybe, if that makes you comfortable, or some food, so your friends can all interact with each other while one by one you practice on them in the next room. I'm just making stuff up, but
yeah,
if something sounds like it'd be fun for you, then it might be fun for them, and then you get your practice, and they have a nice time, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an idea.
So, what is there anything else you think you could do that would kind of allow you to have a good time while being able to use some of these tools that you want to brush up on? And think of it all as fun, like I'll just like make it a game, make it like an opportunity just to reconnect and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of like something that you have to do, I have to do this to make this happen. Instead of, in what way can this be more playful? Maybe if that attracts you, if that's your thing.
Yeah, you're right. I have been kind of feeling like I've got to get this. I've got to start working on this. I've got to start practicing. Yeah, it would be, I could make it fun, because I have had some friends over just to do some other therapies that we have, just to, on Sunday when nobody was there, just to try to market, you know, that, because people think, people don't know what we're doing in this big house. It's not like a doctor's office. We're in this huge house. And people always say, well, what are you guys doing there?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they think we're witches.
I think that sounds great.
I'd show up for that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I could call it like an energy party. Or
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely want to lighten it up. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so, and this is something I, now that I'm thinking about it, like when we first started the conversation, I think it would have been nice if I had asked you. So when you think about doing this work, how does that make you feel? Then I would have liked to have asked you now that we've come up with ideas, how do you feel? And is there any place in your body that you feel, like, where are you feeling these ideas of bringing this into your practice? Is there anywhere in your body that you're feeling right now when you think about proceeding in this particular way?
I feel excited.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel excited, and I'm excited because when you do this work, yeah, you're really connected all the time. You have to be. So it's like you're in a different plane, and I like being in that plane.
Good.
Yeah.
So the excitement feeling, does it show up in your body in any particular place?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Does the excitement, can you feel it in your body in any particular place?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of, I'm kind of lightheaded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any shape or color?
Yeah, kind of, what is that? I don't see any color. Yeah, it was just kind of, just kind of very, very energetic, very light. Yeah. Very present. I feel very in the moment.
Okay. What else can you do with this? Try to think of what other directions you can go with what you've told me so far.
No, it's been really helpful. Like, I just needed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've just been in my head about it. And so, good. I'm glad you gave me some good ideas.
So, Katrina, where would you want to take this from here?
You know, I kind of wish now that when we were talking at the beginning of, you know, when she was saying that there were these ideas that she wanted to implement but didn't quite know how, to have checked in then, because I sort of sense that maybe taking a more playful approach might have been good, but it would have been nice if that would have come from her instead of me. And so now I'm not quite sure what to do. I mean, I kind of like her. I would have liked it if I had gotten her to feel something that she could then sort of check into whenever she felt like something, like she got kind of stuck, kind of checked back in with the, with whatever that was that led her to the playful feeling, which maybe doesn't make any sense now. But
Okay.
I'm not quite sure where to go with this now.
So overall, so let's just back up and look at the whole session. Excuse us for a minute, Dee Dee.
Okay.
You can play along. So what square is Dee Dee in? Let's just back up and look at the whole session to begin with, because we don't ever need to go back. You can always go, wow, look, I just had this thought. I would like to do this now, and kind of go back to what you think.
Okay.
You might want.
I mean,
as now I feel inspired. But
I was thinking square
three. Is she in? Huh?
I was thinking she's in square three.
Square three.
Yeah.
Dee Dee, what square do you think you're in as far as your practice?
Well, I'm back and forth because I'm
forth?
In square three, but I'm still dreaming and scheming while I'm in the environment to play, like to jump in and try something new.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also still thinking about how I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Here's the way I'd define this, and Dee Dee, you can tell me if this resonates at all, or Katrina. So when I listen to you guys talking, it's almost like this teeter-totter. It's like she's standing on the middle of the teeter-totter between square two and square three.
Yeah.
And she's, like 6 years ago, she did this. You said, is this correct, Dee Dee? You said 6 years ago you...
I studied it, but I never implemented it in what I was doing.
Okay.
So I did So I worked.
And that's all kind of
work.
Square
yeah.
two. That's all kind of square two learning, integrating. I mean, some people could say it's square three because she's in square three in the learning of it. But then as far as implementing it, it's still up in this theoretical. She hasn't brought it into her practice yet. So all of that learning 6 years ago was up in square two. And she got to the stance of implementing it and didn't, which is for whatever reason, which is great. But now she's pulled it all back out and she's standing at the edge of square two and square three again. I could implement this. I could bring this out. I could. This is the place where this is the leap of faith place in my mind. It's where the lizard can shut you down because you're, you know, and all the ideas are fun and great. But one of the questions I love that you asked was, you know, what's keeping you from doing that? What are the fears? And so to be able to unearth the fears is one direction. What's keeping you from taking this leap? Coming up with ideas is while sometimes it's problem solving and that's not quite where you want to go, in this case, this is what if you took this leap and then opened up on Sundays and had some friends in? That is almost an entry point to all the yeah buts. Yeah, I could open up the office on Sunday and have a couple of friends and it wouldn't interrupt anything except that, blah, blah, blah. Then that's where you can get all the fears. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're there, they may not be there. If they're not there, then it's like, ooh, what's one turtle step you could take?
Yeah.
The opening up on Sunday, or if that's the idea you land on. Right. So part of the coaching is landing on an action step, an idea. Then it's one of two ways. What's a turtle step you can take to go there, or what's the fear that's keeping you from taking the turtle step? It can be very very kind of clear which direction to go there. Another place you can go is what we talked about at the beginning, the whole find a feeling thing, which I think you started, was if you could picture yourself doing this work and integrating this work, and you're in the middle of it, picture somebody on the table, because there's the whole question, how do I get somebody on the table? Okay, picture that somebody's already on the table. So, Dee Dee, do this. Picture that somebody's already on the table and you're doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel in your body? Take a minute to get there if you need to.
Okay, it feels okay. I can see
how does it feel? What is the emotion there? What do you feel in your body?
I feel I feel I don't feel like happy or sad, or I feel kind of
in the flow.
Yeah, like it feels full. Yeah. Mhm.
When I kind of feeling that's when I'm in that place where I'm like doing the work I know that I want to be doing, and I'm really in tune with the client mm-hmm. and with the divine and grounded in mm-hmm. the earth and everything's connected. It is almost like a lack of words to define it, but it's really mm-hmm. connected and in the flow with everything. Now you can come up with
yeah.
your own words, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I was going to say homey, like it's
cool,
comfy
good.
Or, yeah.
Homey, comfy, excellent,
mm-hmm.
good word. Okay, now take yourself, this is an abbreviated ideal day. This might be where you actually could come in and do an ideal work day. You know, what does your
mm-hmm.
ideal day look like here? So now go to you've had this session, so this is a little bit of an abbreviated thing. You've had the session or you've had the sessions you're going to have in the day, and you're wrapping up, kind of getting ready to wrap up the day. What do you feel?
I feel very complete. Like, I don't feel tired. I still feel energized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've got some good words, homey.
I'm jazzed. I'm upbeat.
Okay.
Like I'm always, I'm in my element.
In your element. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm not just working. Like, to me, it's not work. It's,
So can you feel, Dee Dee, how we've kind of landed her in that find a feeling state?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's given us some great adjectives or some great words. When she's in the flow, she's homey. Comfy. At the end of the day, when she's kind of taking in what she accomplished throughout the day, she feels complete, energized, jazzed. So now, like at the end of the session, you may be able to say, okay, those things that you're feeling right now as you're sitting
mm-hmm.
kind of in that ideal day vision,
mm-hmm.
make a list of things. Even before you open up shop next Sunday, if that's what you choose to do, make a list of some things you can do that will bring you that feeling state right now.
Okay.
Can you think of anything, Katrina, Dee Dee, that might give you any of those feeling states? You don't have to pick just one. It could be any of them.
You mean like how I feel at the end of the day or just...
Or homey in the flow, either one. Any part of that day?
So I guess for me it would be to get started.
What's a turtle step to get started?
I'm sorry?
What's one turtle step you could take to get started?
Just reach out to one person that I feel completely trust me and I'm comfortable with to work on.
Do you know who that one person might be?
Yeah. She's my voice coach. We do, like, trade stuff. Yeah.
Okay. How are you going to reach out to her?
I have a coaching session tomorrow morning with her. So, and I've been trying to do the Martha Beck stuff with her, so I think I'm just going to include all of it. Just get her on the table.
Awesome. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you see, Katrina, how we got to a place and her inspired action, what is one thing you could do to bring you that thing, she said, to get started, her inspired action is to create a turtle step. So that's when I go in, okay, what's the turtle step? What can you do? Get very, very specific. Who's the person? What time are you going to do it? You know, and that's all we need to leave the client with.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it does now. Yeah, because, you know, she didn't seem like, it's interesting, she seems like, okay, like I didn't really know what to focus in on. Mm-hmm. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, because you've got a client without a whole lot of painful thoughts here.
Exactly, yeah. So I couldn't find any fear. It's like, oh,
what? So take them into the feeling state. Take them. So many times we as coaches, you know, we're taught this model is find the place of least satisfaction and go in and dissolve it. Sometimes the place of least satisfaction is that I haven't taken the first startle step yet.
Exactly.
And so go with it. You don't always have to go back to square one with things. It's okay, so we've got a client without a whole lot of limiting beliefs, and even if one had popped up, I might not have paid it any attention right this minute. She's ready to move forward. I can feel her energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She can readily access the in the flow, that's my terminology, that homey, comfortable place. She can readily access that. She can readily access the end of the day completeness feeling, that she feels energized and jazzed, not drained by the day. There's nothing blocking her from being able to feel that in her body, so mm-hmm. let's move forward toward it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Great example.
Great.
Thank you, Katrina. Of how to take it. And sometimes it's like, oh, my God, no limiting belief to hang my hat on as a coach. Don't freak out. That's what this is for. You can go into a little strategy session. You can go into what, you know, and it's almost like we as coaches are debris removers. We're just like, you know, get that little thing. So anything that's between Dee Dee and her voice coach tomorrow morning, we need to help her get it out of the way. Other than that, she just needs to get to that appointment tomorrow morning to take her next step.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Does that feel accurate, Dee Dee?
Yes. Definitely.
Does it resonate?
Yep.
Good.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Mm-mm.
So how was that coaching, Katrina?
It was okay up until I kind of figured out that I didn't really know exactly what to do there. But it was fine. Up until getting stuck, but I enjoyed it.
We all get stuck. And that's how we learn. When we get stuck, that's our learning edge. It's like, oh, now I know if I get there again, I'm not going to be stuck. I have a tool in my toolbox to get past it. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
for doing that. Excellent. How are you feeling, Ada? I know I keep picking on you, but I'm just checking in.
I'm good.
Okay. So do you mind if I circle back around to you for just a second?
Sure.
So that, if you were to be able to, in your mind's eye, picture that bright light and the warmth,
mm-hmm.
can you picture it right now? In your mind's eye.
I think I'm having a hard time picturing it.
Okay. Have you ever felt it before?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So you know what it feels like?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same exercise, but it has a little bit of a different twist. Can you think of one thing that might be just a tad bit warmer that you could do or feel or immerse yourself into that might take you just a tad bit closer to that light or the warmth?
Yeah, I can picture something.
What would it be? Do you mind sharing?
Sure. It would probably be something like a hot springs. Just kind of walking into it and letting it just hold me, and the warmth of it, just the nature.
Beautiful. Do you have hot springs anywhere around you?
No.
Okay.
No. I wish.
So one thing then could be, you know, just a meditation of imagining yourself in the hot springs and allowing it to hold you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you come up with any idea of how you might be able to create that for yourself, even though there is no hot springs around you?
I guess in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that might be, you know, some Epsom salt or something with a fragrance that you like in a bath, and just allowing the warm water to hold you. Might be a great idea.
Okay.
Anything that, well, and this again is not to resist what's actually there, but it's also to allow in something that's just, that's a one step closer to what you also want. So you're not pushing anything away. You're just inviting in something that feels a tad bit warmer.
Okay.
Not too bright. It's not going to blind you. Just a tad bit warmer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. And is there, so that's one thing you can do right now. Because you came up with a hot springs idea, is there any way to get to a hot springs anytime in the near future?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's always something you can explore. And if not, okay, that feeling states of being in a hot spring is having the warm water around you, allow it to hold you. Find that feeling. What else could you do right now to bring you that feeling? Yeah, a warm bath. That may be enough for right now.
Oh.
But you're always searching out whichever square we're in. We're searching out for the desire to be somewhere different.
Mm-hmm.
Feel out what, if I were in that somewhere different, how would I feel? Don't resist how you're feeling right now, but mm-hmm. see if you can invite that in just one little area. Just start inviting it in.
Wow.
Does that feel
okay.
doable?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
You.
All right. We've got 4 whole minutes. Any questions? No? This is my last class with your group. That's like a bummer. Is that true that it's my last class with your group? Maybe not, but with the way that life goes, the way that life goes on, I'm sure we will cross paths again at some point, especially in the, because, you know, the tribe. We are the tribe, and we continue on. So if any of you guys have any questions for me, please feel free to put them out on the forum. Reach out to me via email. I am here to help support you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for showing up, and I look forward to running into you all again someplace. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.